I would like to discuss today, Bezer Hashem, this morning, several points in continuation of what was discussed the last few days, Bezer Hashem. I would also try to discuss one of the topics, which is a very famous topic in these days, especially in Eretz Yisrael, the topic of bitochen. It's a topic that people talk about very much, and I don't know if I'll do justice to the subject, but I would like to discuss several points because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about this topic. I was this earlier when I was coming here on Thursday, and there was a younger man, a young fellow with a family, and he told me that he feels very guilty that he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. He says, I'm by nature, I'm a pachtan, I'm afraid. Whenever a siren comes, it goes straight to my heart. It destroys my learning, destroys my davening. And my friends around me, the people tell me that it's an avla, you're doing a terrible thing. Should I be talking about Hashem? And he explained that he feels very guilty that he's doing that he's leaving Eretz Yisrael and because he's afraid of a war, and really you should have been talking about Hashem. Of course I didn't tell him anything, Lamaise, you should leave, you shouldn't leave. But I would like to discuss for a few moments some ideas about bitochen, what bitochen means, and some ideas about tefillah. And this will be the discussion this morning, Bezer Hashem. I would also like to put in parentheses a beautiful word that I heard a few months ago. The pasuk says, "Toiras Hashem temima meshivas nefesh, Eidus Hashem ne'amod machkim asbun, pikud Hashem yishorim atzam chedev." So one of the great sages of previous generations asked, "If we say Toiras Hashem temima meshivas nefesh." The Torah is tomim, it's complete. So if you say and emphasize the completeness of Torah, so why do you continue and say Eidos Hashem Ne'amona, Machkim Es Pesi? If you're saying Teres Hashem Tamima, you already, you included everything. Tamima includes everything. If you say Teres Hashem Tamima, it has everything. Obviously it's also Ne'amona, Machkim Es Pesi, Yishorim Es Hamcheilev. What's the need to continue? And one of the great tzaddikim said, there's two kinds of shlemus, there's two kinds of tmima. There's a tmima, for instance, if you have a gold utensil, or if you have a clay utensil. You could have a beautiful earthenware, and its shlemus is because it's complete. The moment it's broken, the pieces aren't worth anything. When you have a gold utensil, and it's beautiful and complete, even if you shatter it, every piece is worth because it's made out of gold. So the Torah tells us, Torah is Hashem Tamima. Torah is Tamim. It's complete. But you shouldn't think that its value is only when it's complete. But one little piece of it is worthless. But even if you don't get the whole picture, you don't have the Shlemus of Torah, each little piece by itself says, Eidos Hashem Namona Machkim Es Pesi, because Hashem Yishorim Asam Chaylev. Its value is not only when it's complete, but even every little piece of it has very much value. Now I'm saying this in preference to my drasha that I prepared today for you, Bezer Hashem. I hope, Bezer Hashem, that if I won't, all the ideas I'm going to introduce won't be acceptable. But little pieces, everyone will have something to take home with. I hope. I'm going to start off with a question, Rabbi Yisrael. This is not a question answer period, but I'm going to start off with a question. The pasuk says, And there's a very famous kapitel, Yoshev b'seyser elyon b'tzeyel shaka yuzleinon. The Gemara calls it Shir Shel Pegoyim. This is the song that we use in protection from Pegoyim, from harms. And it continues and says, Ki hu yatzilcho mepach yokush medever havois, be'evrosa yosech loch v'tachas knofev techse, you'll be protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it says, Yipol mitzidcho elef, on your left side 1,000 will fall, Uruvovo miminecho, and 10,000 from your right, Eilecho lo yigosh, it won't attack you. This is the pasuk, beautiful pasuk. Yipol mitzidcho elef, on your left side 1,000 will fall, and it's a beautiful pasuk. When you're in danger, and not only you're in danger, but you see tragedy all around you. It's not that you imagine this danger, but you actually see people falling. Rachmanu litzlan. And the Torah says, have bitachon in Hashem. Yipo mitzidcho elef urvavo miminecho eilecho lo yigosh. Rak be'einecho sabit. You just see it with your eyes. It won't attack you. This is the pasuk. Now I'd like to pose a question. Who is this Eilecha? Who is the Torah talking to? Now when I was in shul, just yesterday morning, and I happened to listen to this man next to me talking, to Hashem, and he was saying this shir with such kavanah, and he was saying like this. Yeshiv b'seisir elyon. And he was saying, Yipo mitzidcho elef, and he's pointing at me. Urevavo miminecha, Eilecha lo yigosh. Now who is the Eilecha and who is the Elef? Now he thinks that he's the Eilecha. And I think that I'm the Eilecha. And you think that you're the Eilecha. And I'm saying, Yipo mitzidcho elef, urevavo miminecha, Eilecha lo yigosh. And the question was right. He was saying, mitzidcho elef, and I wanted to run away, but I just couldn't budge. I couldn't budge. Because, Urevavo miminecho, Eilecho liyigosh, he felt so good. And I was in trouble. And it was like I didn't say it, yes, I said it over again. And I know, maybe I made him in trouble. And the question is, what does this mean? And the answer is as simple as anything. The answer is, you'll excuse my description. I know when I was a young boy, I'm 15 years old, I used to go on the subways. And then there was an advertisement. I don't know why it went in my mind. There was an advertisement, you probably saw the advertisement hundreds of times. A finger pointed and it says, you, I don't remember what the advertisement was. You! And I remember I was looking this way, and he was pointing at me. And I looked this way, and he was pointing at me. And I realized, you know who he's pointing to? He's pointing to the one who was reading the advertisement. Eilecho is pointed at the one who was reading this pasuk of Tehillim. The Tzidcho Elef and the Revavo Miminecho are those that don't read this pasuk in Tehillim and don't get the message. And the Eilecho is not talking to them. And the Eilecho is the one who David HaMelech says to him, Eilecho, if you heard that I'm speaking to you, you're the one I'm talking to. And just because someone else also got the message of Eilecho, there's no contradiction. And the Tzidcho Elef are those that don't read this kapitel of Tehillim and don't get the message of Eilecho. Or maybe they do get the message of Eilecho and they think Eilecho means somebody else, not themselves. And don't feel a prayer is talking to you, that if you don't hear he's talking to you, then he's not talking to you. And that's what bitochen means. Bitochen means that Yipo mitzidcho elef urevavo miminecho Eilecho lo yigosh. If you realize that you're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and you have thousands of kashas. And what are the kashas? The kashas are, on my left side is 1,000 people. And on my right side is 10,000 people. And let me add a beautiful remez, Rabbi Sayyid. Do you know who you put on your right side? You put on your right side, the Gemara says, someone who is wiser than you and more great and greater than you. A Rebbe goes on the right side. Yipol mitzidcho elef urevova miminecho. 10,000 people, greater, smarter, ericher, yiddisher than you. Eilecho lo yigosh. Why? Because you got the message. And you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have bitach. Now, there is something which has to be explained over here. First of all, bitachin does not mean that I'm not worried. That's not what bitachin means. And this is a famous mistake. This fellow who felt guilty that when he hears an air raid siren in Eretz Yisrael, in these crucial times, and a missile that might, Rahman al-Islam, destroy his home with everyone in it, and he feels guilty that he's worried that's going to happen, chas v'sholem. He feels guilty because I should have bitachin. There's a mistake over here. Let me explain what bitachin means. Bitachin means, it's a beautiful word from the Brisker Rebbe on bitachin. I will relate it at length. The Brisker Rebbe stops on a halacha. The halacha is, in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, Reichtzim umistaprim lekvoid yom hadin al pi ha-medrash. According to the medrash, where our minhag is that when Rosh Hashanah comes, we wash and we take haircuts. In other words, we emphasize simcha and bitachon. We make a yom tov out of Rosh Hashanah. And the medrash says, Umi goy gadol, who is like this great nation? Asher lo yamekim krovim melech, they have such a Kodesh Baruch Hu close to them. B'noyeg ha'olam, in the world we find, when someone has a mishpat, when someone has a court case, loyvesh shchorim, umisatev shchorim, and he's afraid, he's worried. Avol Yisrael, when they have a life, it's a court case of life, life and death. Loyvesh levonim, umisatfim levonim, ubetuchim b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu she'yaseh lehem nes, and they have bitachon Hashem. That is an obvious contradiction, because the Gemara says, Shalom malachi hasheres HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama ein Yisrael oimrim shir b'Rosh Hashanah. Why don't the Jewish people say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Shouldn't Rosh Hashanah be a Yom Tov? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Efshar sifrei chayim v'sifrei meisim psuchim lefonai v'Yisrael oimrim shir. How could it be that there's the life and death is open in front of me and they should say shir? And here you have a contradiction. One place we find that because of the danger, because we have an open court case, and there's a danger of being written to life or to death, we can't say hallel. We're worried, we're trembling. And here you find exact our contradiction. You say shir, you don't say shir, but you put on beautiful clothes, and you make a yom tif, you eat a suda. L'chor is a contradiction. And the Brisker Rebbe said, there's a beautiful piyut, there's a beautiful, very famous piyut from Rabbi Shlomo Evin Gavirol called Keser Malchus. In the middle of this beautiful language, and it goes as follows. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Tifkoid Avoini, if you remember my Averis, Hashem, if you remember my sins, Evrecho Mimcho, I will run away from you. Eilecho, to you. Where could you run from Hashem? Where could you run from Hashem? Evrecho Mimcho, Eilecho. Such beautiful words. It's like a little baby that his father is scaring him. And his father makes a face, I'm going to beat you up. So what does he do? He runs to Tati. He runs from Tati to Tati. Every cholimcho, eilecho. Vo es kaste michamosecho. I can't cover myself from your anger. Listen to words. Hashem, I have with to be covered from your anger. But see lecho, in your shadow. If your anger is showered on me, I have with to hide. I can hide from your anger, Hashem. But see lecho. I can hide from your anger, Hashem, in your compassion, in your rachmanis. So the prescribe explains, when a person is in danger, the way to save ourselves is a lecho, to run to Hashem. But only if it's ever cholimcho. If I'm running away, if I realize the danger that I'm in, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being done me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging me for life or for death, and I realize what it means to be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I run away, who do I run to? I run to Him. But imagine, I wouldn't be afraid. I would say, well, it's not so terrible. That you wouldn't run, and you wouldn't come to Hashem, and then you have no hope. So therefore the prescribe says, it goes both together. If there is fear, then there's bitachon. If you're in a matzah that you're afraid, and you're worried, and you're trembling, and you realize the danger, this is the reason, and this is what creates that you have bitachon. Because if you realize the danger, then you can run to Hashem. But if you look back and say, well, what is going to happen to me? There's no ever chomimcho, then there's no ilecho. If you realize the anger of Hashem above you, ve'eskasa michamasecho, and you hide the tzilecho. But if you walk in the street, you say, there's nothing to be worried about, and you're not afraid, and you don't hide in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis, and you don't catch Hashem Yisbaruch and say, Hashem, help me, then what will save you? So therefore, it has to go both together. When it's a Erem Halav Rosh Hashanah, because we don't say Halav, because we're trembling with fear, therefore, we can Reichtin and Mestap. And the Brisker Rebbe used to say, the same is true with every Bitoch. When a person is in a hard situation, and he's not afraid, Hashem will help me. That's not bitoch. He's not afraid. Because what does it mean you're not afraid? If you realize the danger, and you realize how serious it is, and you say, the situation is extremely serious, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence will reverse the problem. Let me bring you a mashal. Someone is in a terrible situation. Let's say one of us, shouldn't happen to anybody. You get a flat tire in a terrible neighborhood. And the neighbors happen to see you. And they come out and they start talking, they start screaming at you. And you're in a terrible situation. And all of a sudden, for no way, a police car just drives up. So it's not that there's a situation, and here someone came and reversed the situation. It's not that the whole thing was a mistake. Bitochen means a person should realize his problems. A person should realize the problems of life. Sometimes it's health problems, sometimes it's parnosa problems. And should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes when we realize these problems. And we run to Him, and we catch a hold of Him. We realize how serious it is, because really He was the one who brought us these problems. And we run to Him, and we catch a hold of Him, and we beg Him, then He will reverse these problems, and He will save us. That is Bitochen. And as a pasuk in Tehillim, Ani yoim ira eilecha evitoch. In a day of fear, I have bitoch. Now, this is one subject that I wanted to introduce, and I'm going to continue the subject. What I'm trying to introduce, Rabbi Isai, is there's a mistake that many of us make. I'll put it in a little easy language, as a joke. Many people think that Fleishik and Milachik, when it comes together, becomes Parav. Fleishik and Milachik is not Parav. Fleishik is Fleishik and Milachik is Milachik. Many of us think that Bitochen means that many problems we have in life, don't be worried about them, it'll be alright. Don't be worried. That's what Bitochen means. Why? The problems are great. The sakana is great. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. Melech HaKafesh is put together, it's all together. So maskana is, don't be worried. Be easygoing. Don't be too worried. This is a mistake. That's not what Bitochen means. Bitochen means when you are faced with the problem is serious. And you have to attack it very, very seriously. And realize that you have very strong means to attack your problems. And that is with Siyata Deshmai, with the help of HaKadosh Baruch. And the utensil that we use, which is Bitochen and Tefillin, etc., etc., are extremely powerful utensils that reverse extremely powerful problems. Let me tell you, Rabbi, a beautiful story of Chazal. A beautiful story, which I think might emphasize our point. The Gemara says the story as follows. Rabbi Lezer ben Pedos, and I'm going to bring out 2 points from this story, but first let me bring out the first point, which is in continuation of what I'm speaking about now. The Gemara says, and I'm going to, as an introduction, this story is beautiful. I don't know how to introduce what the Gemara is trying to tell us here. But the Gemara tells us that, I don't know Shas, I wish I would. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help, maybe one day I'll know Shas. But I never heard of a different Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just Kavayochu just gets excited, just goes shouldn't say it, but if we'll be someone else, goes bananas. Listen to a story of the Gemara. The Belezer ben Pedos, one of the greatest Amoraim, Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, was very poor. And he had to, for health reasons, he had to make his daven. In those days, this was the refuah. And after you make his dam, if you let out blood out of your veins, the sick blood, so it's very important to eat something, to bring back your strength. And the Gemara says, Reb Lezer ben Pedos was make his dam, and he was so poor he didn't have what to eat. But he had to eat something, so he found a piece of garlic and he started chewing on it. And from weakness, obviously it made things worse, he fainted. He fainted, it went into a faint. His Talmidim walked into his house and saw him in a fainting position. He was laughing and crying, and sparks of fire were coming out of his forehead. And after, when he was revived, they asked him, "What is this? What were you dreaming about?" She said, "I'll tell you. When I was in this faint position, I was sleeping. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to me. And I said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, how long will I suffer? How long will I suffer from this poverty?" And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "What should I do? You were born, you were created in a mazel of poverty. You don't have a mazel of parnasa. If you want, I'll destroy the world and I'll build it over again. And maybe you will have a better mazel. Maybe you'll have a mazel of parnasa." I said, Rabbeinu Shalom, how long do I have yet to live? In other words, do I live half my life? Or do I still have more than I lived until now to live? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. You'll live more than half your life. So he says, well, if you say, maybe you'll destroy the world, and maybe you'll have a Madal of Parnosa, I don't want it. You leave your world, don't touch your world because of me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you said something very nice. Because you said this, you're going to have as a reward, I think it says 7 or 13, rivers of aparsimon dachya, of pure, aparsimon is very, very beautiful oil, basalam oil, kedigras upras, rivers like diglas upras, two great rivers in Bava, the misabas behu for you to enjoy. And he said, Ribbono shel Olam, that's all? That's all? I want more. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to me, and if I give you more, what will it be for your friends? What will it be for your friends? So I said, Ribbono shel Olam, am I asking from someone who doesn't have enough? What do you mean? You have to live over for someone else? You have plenty for everybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu was so excited about these words. So he says, Giri Bacham, I'm beating you up. Rashi says, like someone from Chet, from enjoyment, from Simcha, like a Tati says, Ich gib the pech. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him on his forehead with his finger, Kavayochu, Kavayochu. We don't understand what this means. And therefore, the Talmidim saw sparks coming out of his forehead. Ah, this is beautiful. Oh, you're so sweet. Ich gib the pech. That you said such a beautiful word. And the explanation was he was crying because he was told that he doesn't have too much long to live. He was laughing because he was told of this wonderful reward he was going to get. And he saw the sparks coming out of his forehead because of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to him that he said such a beautiful, beautiful word. This is the Gemara, beautiful Gemara. Now I want to bring out 2 points from this Gemara. The first point is as follows. The Gemara says, Rabbi Sai, Rabbi Lezer ben Pedos says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how long will I suffer in this poverty? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what should I do? You are created in a mazel without parnasa. If you want, I'll destroy the world and build it over again. Maybe you'll have parnasa. In other words, if someone has a bad mazel, and he was created in a mazel of poverty, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him parnasa, he has to destroy the world and build it over again. Maybe he'll have parnasa. And I have a kasha, Rabbi Yisai. I have a kasha. And my kasha is a very strong kasha. A week and a half ago, on the night of January 15th, I happen to remember that night, and that was Rosh Chodesh Shvat, I personally got with this hand, can I hurry, over 1,000 people, my son's Anglican got married. On this wonderful night, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and 1,000 people, maybe more, came to me and said, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. What kind of bracha is Mazel Tov? What does Mazel Tov mean? That you and your son and the family should have a good mazel. What does Mazel Tov mean? If there's a good mazel, there'll be a good mazel. And if Chas V'Shalom, the mazel is no good, the Gemara says in order to change it, you have to destroy the whole world and build it over again. And maybe it'll become good. And can we say that all these Jewish people for all the generations just talk stam? Chas v'sholem. Hanach lehem v'Yisrael, leave the Jewish people, im'einu nevi'im heim, b'nei nevi'im heim. Jewish people don't stam talk. What does it mean, mazel tov? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be meichel me if I don't say the right thing. But I think the pshat is like this. Rebbe Lezer ben Pedos came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Ribbono shel Olam, how long will I suffer? How long will I suffer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you. You're creating a bad mazel, we have to destroy the world, and maybe it'll help. When he came to Hashem Yisbarach and complained, and said, Ribbono shel Olam, do I deserve this? Do I deserve this pain, this poverty? Hashem should be b'slech if I say, if Reb Lezer ben Pedos would have came to Hashem and said, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm not complaining, I'm begging. Hashem Yisbarach, please, ברך עלינו, את השנה הזו, את קומניס ועושה לטייבה. וסבאנו מטובך. I beg of you, תפילה. Give me פנוסה. Oh, תפילה. This will turn over the world. And turn over the mazel. And then have פנוסה. The power of תפילה. If you come and you complain to Hashem, the problem is serious. It's not that the son who doesn't have parnasa. We think, well, he's supposed to have bitachon. What does it mean bitachon? Can't parnasa, no parnasa. Me, what's the good sech b'Hashem's bracha? No. Parnasa is a problem. And if you are having hard times, kaviyochol by Hashem's bracha is a problem. Kosher parnasasa shalomim to kriyas yamsuf. And Hashem told the Bezer ben Pados, for me to change your mazel, I have to destroy my whole world. And if you're chas v'shalom sick, that's a problem. Kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who afflicted this upon you. And to change this is a major upheaval. Maybe it means to change the whole mazel of the world. And if you're not worried, it's not going to be. But if you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Yibenu Shel Olam, I have in my position dynamite that I can solve these major problems. Feel it! And the minute you throw, you go over to a chassan or you go over to a parent at a bris, at a bar mitzvah, and you say, Mazel Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a tefillah, it's a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change your mazel. And a thousand such brachas, that can do the job. Because it's a tefillah. And the same with someone is sick, Rachmana Litzlan. And he's not worried. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in Poshlem. Nish Poshit. Ani Yom Iro Eilecho Evtoch. If you realize the severity of the situation, Yom Iro. But Eilecho Evtoch. I realize that your greatness overweighs the severity of the problem. And I realize you were the one who made me sick. And it's Chamasech, it's your anger that showered upon me. But eskasa mechamasecha, I have where to hide out from Hashem's anger. Where could you hide out? Why not? Bitzilecha. Bitzilecha. In your HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in your tzel. Erecha memcho, do you hear words? Bishlema Ibn Gavril, I can run away from you, Hashem. I'm not afraid, I run away from you. Where could you run from Hashem? Emesek shamayim shamato, vatsiya sholi neko. Where could you run from Hashem? Eilecho. I can run to you, Hashem. I can run to the Siddur, I can run to the Tehillim. I have where to run. That's Bitochen. Bitochen is to realize, on one hand, the severity of the problem. Someone's not afraid. If someone with an Eretz Siren doesn't penetrate his heart, he's in trouble. Because he doesn't have bitachon, he's just not scared. He's just not a pachtan. And he thinks it's no problem. No problems, he doesn't daven. He doesn't catch the tehillim. He doesn't scream, he doesn't cry. What will save him? Someone who's the pachat. Hashem Yisbarach, I have problems of life. And these problems are godly. Hashem Yisbarach, you wouldn't want to create these problems for me. What? Where can I hide from you? Where can I hide from you? If you inflicted upon me this problem, then where can I hide? Oh, I have where to hide. Eilecho. Eilecho, to you I can run. This was one point that I wanted to discuss. Really, Rabbi said, it's not my Torah, it's the Brisker Rebbe's Torah. It's a beautiful Torah. I can say it because it's not mine. And this is the Halacha of Bitochen, Halacha of Tefillah. The Halacha of Bitochen, Halacha of Tefillah is not to be haphazard and not to be worried. Ani yom iro eilecho evtoch. I heard from the Beshaber, Zechen Levroch Mar HaShashiva, the Brisker HaShashiva. His father, the Brisker Rebbe, used to say this Torah used to be Halacha Lamaisa. Whenever they were in danger, he wouldn't let them forget the sakona. He would keep on saying, they're coming to kill us. He told him when they ran away from Varsha to Vilna. And they're traveling, there's a lot of stories, Mamish, Maifsim from the Biskorov, unbelievable. Unbelievable, it's not the time to tell you the stories. Maybe one little story, I heard this from him, he was there, Mamish. The Biskorov, the Nazis stopped in the middle, and they all went out, and they took them out, and the Beshebet, they were sitting at the two back benches. And so Beshebet told me himself, he said that I went out first, and the Nazis saw that I had a golden watch, and he says, give me the watch. I gave him the watch, and he says, Danke schön, Andenkung, thank you very much for this, Andenkung, for the souvenir. And then the Biskorov walked out, and they looked at his face, and he says, das ist ein göttlicher Mensch. And they gave him back the watch, and they sent it all back in, and they went back. Mamish Moibsa. And the Bishabet told me when they were traveling, and you know, you travel miles and you forget, you know, the Biskorov didn't let them forget. They're gonna come into kills. They just got all the whole time was. And he explained, he says, because the moment you forget the sakona, then you have no bitachon. You don't daven. You don't scream to Hashem. Then you're in trouble. And in your era, if you realize the severity of the problem, and you daven to Hashem, Elecha Evtoch. If someone has parnasa problem and says, well, it'll be alright. It'll be alright. It's garnish posh, it'll be alright. It's garnish posh, it'll be alright. If business is bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who made business bad. And it's not simple, it'll be alright. If there's a sickness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then if there's a problem, child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who inflicted this problem. And to reverse it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dika Koiches. And you realize that we have a Koich of Tefillin, that we can cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have power, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reverse it. That's Bitochen, and that's Koich of Tefillin. Now let me add another point, which is a little off the subject, but it's another subject I want to discuss today. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu so excited about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Rebbe Elazar ben Pedos, he says, I have for you 13, I think it was 13, I don't remember the exact number, 13 rivers of a parsima in Dachya. So the brother says, that's all? I'd love some more. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what will be for your friends? So Blaise Ben Pedos says, do I ask from someone who doesn't have enough? What kind of, Hashem, what do you mean for my friend? What do you mean for my chaver? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so excited. It's hard to, you can't even say it over. Rashi says, from Chedva, you're going to get petched for this. This is beautiful. What was so beautiful what Blaise Ben Pedos said? And the answer that Blaise Ben Pedos said was something very, very deep, very, very beautiful. And it's one of the foundations of Judaism. And we spoke about this yesterday. That Yipol Mitzincho Elef Urevolo Miminecho Eilecho Lo Yigosh. My shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not pending on what's going on around me. And the Blessed Ben Pedos said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm talking to you Hashem and I say I want more, I want less, what does that have to do with my chaverim? When I say every morning Elokai, Elokai, my own Elokim, my chaveim say Elokai on their own way. It's no contradiction to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we mentioned yesterday the beautiful Chazal, Tzimtzimon ben Shtei Badi Oren. Yeshua ben Nun took all of the Jewish people and put them within the two sticks of the Oren, miraculously. And this is the miracle of Judaism. This is the miracle. We have no way to understand it, conceive it. We believe it. That this miracle is really the foundation of Am Yisrael. That the Oren, which has place for one or only, just for myself, 2.5 amos, that's so much every human being takes up. Each and every one takes up the whole Oren. Now I'm going to put this into small money, into change. I'm going to try to explain to what I mean, even though it's a very deep insight, I think. Again, as I said, Peres Hashem Tamimo, whoever will appreciate this word, let him take it along. If not, we'll continue. Let's talk the Moshel. And let me tell you why. how I appreciate bitachon. For instance, you have a Jew in Eretz Yisrael who has 12 children. Lamashal, a Jew in Eretz Yisrael has 12 children. His oldest one is 18, and the youngest one is a half year old. He makes a cheshbon. He knows what's going on. Makes a cheshbon. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help. Within 18 years, within 20 years, I have to marry 12 children. Now, a deer in Eretz Yisrael costs be'erach $120,000-$130,000. Furniture costs another $30,000. A chasana. Bekitzer, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu will help me, and things would be nice, they go 50-50, I need $80,000. $80,000 times 12 is how much? Be'erach $500,000, $1,000,000. I don't know mathematics. He makes a cheshbon, yibayin shalaylam. In the bank, I have exactly savings. I have exactly an overdraft of 2,000 shekel. It's not a lot. This is my possession. 2,000 shekel of chayvus. Be'ezer Hashem, next month, I have to start thinking about shiduchim. I need $2,000,000 to marry up my children. $1,000,000. How is it going to work? It's a problem. What does Bitochen say? Don't be worried, it'll be all right. It's Gornish Poshet. Be all right? As I introduced before, that's not Bitochen.